Shana Tova, this is Yael. We come together now to perform the Tashlich ritual. Take your time gathering what you need to prepare. Perhaps you want to bring a few pieces of bread with you, as it is customary to throw bread into the water to symbolize the casting away of our chataim, or the ways that we have missed the mark. Take a few moments to gather your intentions and to meditate on what you are ready to release. What are you releasing, and what are you offering over to the water? As you ready yourself for this transformative ritual of Tashlich, I'd like to share a few words and some background about this ancient ritual. The word Tashlich means to cast out or to send. This ritual is performed by a large natural body of flowing water, like a river, lake, or ocean. However, it can also be done by a pond, or if one is not able to access a body of natural water, one can use a bowl or a cup of water from home. The kavanah, or intention, is what matters. During Tashlich, we cast our chataim into the water. Chet, or chataim, are the ways that we have missed the mark. We ask Hashem to transform these actions, thoughts, behaviors, and patterns, and to renew our souls so that we may be transformed. Tashlich is often done on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but may also be done throughout the Aseret Yemei Tshuvah, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We do this ritual near water because of the sanctity of Mayim Chaim, living waters, in Jewish tradition. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, an abridged Jewish law code, since Jewish kings were anointed by a riverbank, so too we anoint the Holy One and ask that Hashem anoint us by the flowing waters. Another reason is that just like fish are protected from the evil eye, as fish are an emblem of merit, blessing, and good fortune in Jewish tradition, so too we ask to be protected. Finally, it is customary to shake out the corners of your garments into the water during Tashlich. This symbolizes the shaking out and cleansing of one's behaviors and the ways that we have missed the mark throughout the last year. Shaking the corners of the garments is a Kabbalistic custom that represents the casting away of the klipot, or the shells that cover the holy emanations of the divine. It is as if we are saying, we know that what we have done is not a reflection of our innermost self. We have made mistakes, yes, and we will learn from these mistakes. But it's time now to release all of that which is holding us back. It is time to release that which is keeping us from giving and receiving love, from healing, from letting go, and from forgiving. The point of Tashlich is to ritually acknowledge that we have missed the mark, that we have done things that have harmed the earth, ourselves, and our fellow people. We ask the water to transform us, and to ritually cleanse us and return us to the heart of what matters. We, human beings, have come to the water to pray since time immemorial. It's time now to shake out the shells of your conscience and to ask the waters to renew your soul.
Me, my name, Yeshua. Shavtemayim besason. Mi mayne Hayeshua. Shavtemayim besason. We will draw water and celebrate from the wellspring of liberation. We will draw water in celebration from the wellspring of liberation. We will draw water in celebration from the wellspring of liberation.
As you cast your bread or your prayers into the water, it is customary to recite the prayer, Mi al kamocha, which translates to, Who is a God like you? Mi al kamocha has 13 verses that correspond to the 13 attributes of mercy. I will chant the prayer in Hebrew and then in English. Mi kamocha no se volver al pesha lisherit nahalato lo hechazik leadapo ki chafetz chesed hu yashuv yerachameinu yichpoh avonotenu ותשליך במצולות ים כל חטאותם. תיתן אמת ליעקב, חסד לאברהם, אשר נשבעת לאבותינו ואמותינו, Who is a God like you, who pardons iniquity and forgives transgression for the remnant of God's heritage? God does not stay angry forever, for God desires kindness. God will again show us mercy. God will suppress our iniquities, and you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Show faithfulness to Jacob, kindness to Abraham, which you have sworn to our ancestors. From the days of yore. As our ritual comes to a close, I want to sing one more song that is customary to pray during Tashlich. It is a psalm of praise, and I invite you to clap along, to get up and move or dance, or clap your hands if you are able, or just to find the rhythm and to sing along or hum along in a way that feels good for you and inspiring for you. Ranenu tzadikim badonai laisharim nava tehila hodu ladonai bechinor benevel asur zamru lo shiru lo shir chadash hetivu nagel bitrua ki ashar devar adonai vechol masehu beemuna ranenu tzadikim badonai laisharim nava tehila ohev tzedaka umishpat chesed adonai mla haaretz bidvar adonai shamayim nasu viruach pir kol tzevaam Kones kanet mehayam Noten beotzarot ehomot Ranenu, ranenu tzadikim Padonai leisharim nava Tehila na 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 Ranenu tzadikim badonai laisharim nava tehila. Yihyu leratzon imrifi vegyon libi lefanecha Adonai tzuri vekoali. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, Yah, our Rock and our Redeemer. Hashem, please hear our prayer. Please receive our prayers. We offer you all that which we are holding on to, which no longer serves. We are ready to release and to let go and to let the water wash over all these places within us that are ready to be healed, that are ready to grow, that are ready to be renewed and restored and to evolve and to know. Please, Hashem, receive that which we have sent away and have given over into the water. May it all be transformed into love. Hashem, may it be so. Amen.